Israeli troops rounded up some 400 Palestinian men near the West Bank city of Nablus today as CIA Director George Tenet arrived in the region. Tenet is meeting Israeli and Palestinian leaders to discuss rebuilding and reforming the battered Palestinian security force. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is also preparing to shake up his cabinet. Today, the Hamas faction declined an invitation to join the new cabinet, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Now on its fourth day, the Nablus incursion saw a return to the Israeli policy of mass arrests. In one refugee camp, hundreds of Palestinian men between the ages of 15 and 50 were rounded up and taken for questioning. Israel Radio reported that most were later released. Several Palestinians were also arrested in Qalqilya, where a curfew was imposed. As CIA Director George Tenet arrived, Palestinian spokesman Yasser Abed Rabo said the conditions for reforming the Palestinian Authority are not present.
Because the Israeli army is imposing the strictest siege around all Palestinian cities. There is no possibility for any kind of movement between one city and another. The confiscation of land is continuing in Jerusalem and outside Jerusalem.
The Hamas faction today became the fourth group to decline Yasser Arafat's invitation to join a revised cabinet. Hamas advocates suicide bombings as a means to resist the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory. The group has rejected Arafat's call to stop targeting Israeli civilians. The tensions surrounding the reform effort highlight the very different expectations the various sides bring to the table. For Palestinians, reform means movement toward a real democracy, which in the current climate could well mean a greater voice for the radical Islamist factions, such as Hamas. For the Israelis, reform primarily means a new security structure that could be turned against the Palestinian suicide bombers and gunmen. Sharon advisor Dory Gold says Tenet faces a stiff challenge.
Now the question is whether George Tenet can bring about the kinds of reforms in the Palestinian security services so that we in Israel can have the confidence that the Palestinians will fight terrorism and not collude with it.
There are currently about a dozen branches to the Palestinian security services, eight of which are considered active. When the Palestinian Authority began forming in the spring of 1994, it created a vast array of security forces, mainly to accommodate large numbers of soldiers from the brigades of the Palestine Liberation Army. Palestinian analyst Mamdouh Nofel says what began as a transitional necessity in the shift from an army of liberation to a governing body was allowed to stagnate into the current situation, in which large reductions will not be easy.
It was a transfer period from the revolution situation to the state situation. For the people who may leave, I doubt that there will be a large number who will leave their jobs, because 1 million of Palestinian people depends on their jobs and the authority.
Nofel is referring to the family members of some 150,000 Palestinian Authority employees, but he says the security services are a big part of why the authority is the largest employer in the territories. Early reports of the Tenet plan suggest that the new streamlined Palestinian security services would number four: a police force in charge of fighting crime and dealing with traffic, a military-type force charged with fighting violence, and two intelligence services, one internal and one external, roughly comparable to the FBI and CIA. Much of the speculation about who would be in charge of the new system has focused on the chief of security in the Gaza Strip, Mohammed Dahlan. Said to have a good relationship with George Tenet, Dahlan has come under fire from Palestinian rivals recently and has been downplaying his future role. Nofel says however the jockeying for position plays out, when the dust settles, there will be only one man in charge.
Arafat will be the leader for all. He will have some assistant, but he will be the leader.
The leader was handed another headache today when a Palestinian court ordered the immediate release of Ahmed Sadat, one of the Palestinians jailed under British and U.S. supervision for the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister last year. Arafat's cabinet later said while it respected the High Court's decision, it could not be implemented under the current circumstances. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.